My name is Baba Shango, and we are standing in front of Seha Youth and Fitness Center, and it's located 5110 Martin Luther King Boulevard. We've been in this spot for about 21 years. Myself, I live in the community, so I stay really less than three blocks away, so I can virtually walk to work every day if I choose. Seha starts from my desire to improve the youth in the community. Well, one of the challenges that our youth have is all of the other influences, you may say negative or just different. And so instead of going about and telling somebody, don't do this, don't do that, you just create something positive for them to do. And that way they can come in terms of being involved in something positive. Seha, the S is for survival, E is for education, H is for health, and the AH is for African history. So those are the premise in which the organization is built upon. As I was writing and just kept looking at it, I saw those letters look like a word. So it was Seha, you know, so that's how the actual name came into existence. Ironically, subsequently, I found out that Seha is a word. It's an East African word, which means keeper of knowledge, you know, but I didn't name it because I knew that at first. I just found out that at a later point in time. The building that we're standing in front of now, like I said, it's about 9 years old. We own the building. We don't pay rent to anyone, and that is a plus. That was my objective, because when you rent a place, then people can tell you what color things need to be, what you need to do, when you need to open, when you need to close, who can come, who can't come. And so we didn't want to be strapped down with any of those things. So of course our goal was from the beginning. Actually, I built this. I didn't purchase it. I built it mm-hmm. from ground up. So when you looking at the front of the building, you see this artwork here represents a protectorate, you might say. In ancient times, in ancient Kemet, also known as Egypt, there were people who protected the pharaoh or the kings, similar to what we have these days, like the Secret Service protects the president. They follow him around everywhere he goes. So in ancient Kemet, you had people that did that to the kings. They would put a picture or a monument in front of the palaces, certain parts in the tombs and things like this, which was representative of a protection. And as you can see right here are some of the highlights in terms of what we do: culture, counseling, health, fitness, academics, martial arts. And those are some of the cornerstones in which we are built around. I guess just the last thing I said was about the art on the front. The art on the inside, he did this in 3 days. He stayed here all night, you know, until it was completed. And I didn't expect for him to do that. We had an event coming up, and I just threw it out there. You know, man, we got this event Friday, and I really got this picture in my mind that I would like on the wall. But I said, I know it would probably take you a long time to do it. And he said, you need it by Friday? I said, yeah. He said, well, I'll do it. Is also representative of what we do. The primary thing that we do here is martial arts. You see on the wall Kupagani Ngumi Kusini, and that means African-centered martial arts. And so, again, working from a historical perspective, we feel that if a person knows their history, it connects them with their roots. And as you know, the deeper a tree roots are, the stronger the tree is, the harder it is for it to be blown down. History is the same thing. So we have a small, brief history of martial arts. The martial sciences, what we also call them. And if you can look on the wall in the back, you see some of the hieroglyphics, properly called Metu Necha, which that particular one right there is 2500 BC. And it shows what in modern day times in the martial arts, which you might call a kata or a form. So you have these all on the reliefs in ancient Kemet. And of course, one of the things that we put forth is that the warrior arts was actually comes from the first people who lived in bushlands. Those were the first people to put some type of science to the warrior arts. So that's why this picture right here represents. And then on the other side,
you see a more modern day with some ancient influence also of the arts. And then you see the picture on the end where the person is playing a drum. You know, a drum is very central to our art. A drum is also to call people. We have what we call a drum call. Say if I want, in ancient times, if I want everybody to come and be right here, I would go sit out in front and play a certain beat on the drum, and everybody would gather to this location. Again, as stepping from the art, you can see some of the workout equipment. We believe in fitness is central to the things that we do. Of course, as you may know, that most people either work during the day or at school. So in the afternoon time is when there's more activity. But we do have open gym, so people can come by any time of the day. So while we are interviewing now, someone may come in and want to use the facilities. We have after school tutorial, and during the summertime, we have an all-day summer youth program where kids can come here as early as 7 o'clock in the morning and stay all the way to 6 o'clock in the evening, where we have about 40 youth here all day long during the summer. And of course, we host certain cultural activities, you know, host lectures. We transform this into an auditorium. We move all of those, the training equipment out, and set up chairs and make it a small auditorium for speakers. You know, we really put forth culture and history, and so we are engaged upon a project this year. We're going to take about 15 young people to Kemet and Ethiopia. And as you can see, we have a poster here that marks our venture. Of course, myself, I've been to the continent several times, but you need to share. So you seeing it all by yourself is okay, but not good enough. So this year we take a bunch of youth to go and see some of the great monuments and see the greatness. Again, primarily we deal with a lot of emphasis on the youth. And sometimes, you know, youth don't do so well because they cannot see the greatness in themselves. So we make an effort for them to see a greatness in themselves. This last year we was in South Africa. That's in Bali. This is in Mali. And these are just some of the pictures here in the city where we go into the tournaments and kids in the park. You know, these are some of the older pictures over here. As a matter of fact, this picture here is the building that we had at first before I built this one. It was a house we had renovated and made it into a center. And then after, you know, many years of working and putting things together, we was able to tear it down and build this new facility. I guess in speaking in terms of the community, in terms of the walkthrough, let me show you where we were. If you look straight across the street, you see that little building mm-hmm. in the back? Mm-hmm. That's where we were before. We had an office in the building right here, and mm-hmm. that's where we trained at. Well, when my office was over there, it did not belong to the shrine. Actually, how the shrine got that place, because we were housed over there with a couple of other organizations, and it was a fraternity that wanted to come and buy the house. You know, and of course, we did not want a fraternity in the middle of our community. Because we have a pretty good community, the shrine had enough money to just buy it. You know, right off the top, no talking about it. And so they bought it. And matter of fact, I initiated them buying it because I was housed there, and I would rather the shrine take it over than it be a frat house. So when they bought it, you know, of course, just to give you a little bit more history of this spot here, is that I really didn't have, the shrine was going to renovate it. So I really didn't have a place to operate. So in the house in the back was just basically for training. So we didn't like have office space and all that. So I'm standing on that particular porch right over there trying to figure out what's my next move. And I looked across the street and I saw this old house. I said, there it is. So we bought the house, renovated it, and, you know, like I say, operated out of it for about 10 years or so. And we ended up tearing it down and building this one. So I've pretty much on the community thing been here for quite some time. I'm originally from Dallas. I went to University of Houston and Texas Southern University, so that's how I end up making this my home. And I've been in this community about 35 years. So I've seen all of the changes in it. Well, 35 years worth. Now, if we may get political for a moment, overtly political, we have a position on that train. You know the train that's coming down? And our position, we're against the rail. Not because we are against moving forward, but because of the danger that it presents to the community. You have a school, you have a community center, you have a church, you have a funeral home. So there's a lot of children that cross this street. And we just didn't feel like a train need to go through a active neighborhood. So we launched a protest with our civic group. We took about 40 people down to the Metro board meeting. And it was like we wasn't there. They just walked right over us, and you see they're in the process of doing the rail. Of course, you know, we will live with it, you know, and see how it can bring some type of advantages. But for the most part, we've seen that it was not very good because it erased the property value, you know, of people's houses. The whole concept of regentrification to where you push all of the people out and you bring other people in that have more money that can pay taxes, and it changes the way the neighborhood is. You know, and not necessarily in a progressive manner, but moving out the older residents who cannot pay larger taxes because the value of their property has all of a sudden been increased. In that light, we really wasn't in favor of it. We presented them with an alternative plan because there is an actual train. So we say, well, why don't you just, that way no houses would have to be torn down. They could have just built the rail right over there and just made some walkways or thoroughfares to get over to it, and that would have solved everything. But the Texas Railroad Commission and the city and Metro, you know, they really, sometimes it's about money, if not all the time. And so they really wasn't trying to hear that. They just really wasn't trying to hear it. Because over there by that train, some development was supposed to have been started over there a long time ago, where they tore down some people's houses and stuff, and they just stopped. And nothing ever happened. And like I said, I've been in this community 35 years and they have not did anything. If you notice when you're leaving, you can see where the Spur 5 stops on OST. They just stop it right there, which is we like the Spur to be able to get into the neighborhood, but you have some engineering errors with the rail also, because the original plan for the rail was to go all the way to Hobby Airport, but trains cannot cross trains. And so they doing all this planning, and this one person who was in the department who brought that to their attention was fired because he said, we can't do it. And so later on, they figured it out. So that's why the train actually stops up there and does not go all the way to Hobby Airport, you know, because of an engineering error, which accounts also for Spur 5 abruptly stopping right there and not going any further. But we have a galvanized community. In terms of, we have a health food store down the street, we have this, we have the bookstore and the shrine, and so we all work in unity, so we all on one accord, for, you know, and each group patronizes and works with the other, so we promote healthy living, they promote us, and if, you know, we promote spirituality and knowledge, but they have a bookstore, and there's another bookstore on this side, Kefra's bookstore. The business community is in unity with each other. You know, of course, the elder also, so I didn't see a lot of turnover, you know, so some people may know things only about one aspect, you know. Because we have a pretty good community, we have a galvanized community.